A flight bound for SFO had to be diverted to Oakland International because of the fog, and that aircraft ended up stuck on the Oakland tarmac for hours. The long delay led to extreme frustration among the passengers, and a couple arrests were made.
Can we please get you to sit down, please? Sit down.
For more, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Patrick Smith, active airline pilot and creator of AskThePilot.com blog site. Mr. Smith, thanks for joining us this morning. What can we do to make these situations better where planes end up stuck on tarmacs for hours on end?
Yeah, this was really unfortunate, and another example of when the different logistical challenges of air travel kind of all come together in one worst-case scenario. And it seems so easy. Why not just let people off the plane? But then you start to look at it, and, you know, here's Aeromexico at an airport where they don't have employees or staff. Trying to use another airline to help process their passengers is something that just would take a long time to organize. Then you've got customs and immigration to deal with, and the slowdown, the government stoppage compounding that. You know, one thing leads to another to another, and all of a sudden now you're stuck on a plane for 3 or 4 hours. And, you know, part of it, too, this is a good example of kind of the interdepartmental breakdown of communications, which is something that plagues airline operations across the board. You have all these different groups. You have the flight crew, the dispatchers, the ground staff, airport customer service, the airport facilities, customs, immigration. None of these people really know how to effectively communicate with each other to solve problems. Sometimes you have to come up with a solution that's outside the box. Let the people off, put them in maybe a holding area inside immigration where they can be processed later, but at least aren't on the airplane in stifling conditions. But I hate to say it, thinking outside the box, being innovative like that, isn't the way that airlines operate, at least for now. I mean, I think carriers are, the industry is getting better at that sort of thing, but here's an example where it didn't happen.
Well, it's obviously a black eye for Aeromexico, but the anger obviously spreads to everybody involved, the airport, the federal government, anybody who might have had a piece of this. And it happens these days in real time. I mean, people aboard this plane are sending out live video and tweets, and the world knows about it while it's happening.
Right, and though not to excuse it, I mean, it's something that shouldn't have happened, didn't have to happen, but, you know, take into account, too, you've got tens of thousands of airplanes, you know, flying around the globe every day. You know, this happens occasionally. It's unfortunate to be one of those people on that airplane, but in the bigger context, the system does run pretty well.
How feasible is what you suggested, though? Taking people off the plane, putting them on buses, taking them someplace in the airport, and because it's a foreign airline, putting them through customs there. Why don't they do that?
Yeah, I mean, the million-dollar question, why don't they just do that? It seems so easy until you're there on the spot, and all of a sudden now there are all these different complications and inabilities to communicate with different departments and personnel. And the big thing here, too, maybe the biggest factor, was Aeromexico doesn't have employees, station staff, in Oakland. So, and here's this unscheduled arrival at an airport where they have no people. What do they do? In some ways, the smartest thing to do is keep everybody together until the plane can take off again, fly to SFO, where they do have ground staff that can handle the passengers and their ticketing needs or what have you.
Let me ask you the last quick question. Is it time for the airlines and the airports and these other agencies to designate a czar at each airport who can make these things happen?
You know, something like that is not a bad idea. Have an airport-specific crisis team, if you will, to deal with unusual things like this when they happen. Airlines themselves should have people in place, and they do, to deal with these situations when they come up. In Aeromexico's case, those people were probably in Mexico City, and so they're talking to people in SFO who are talking back to them, and they're talking to the crew, and this triangulation of communications, it's complicated. And when you get down to the details, it becomes easier to understand how these things happen. That doesn't mean they should happen, and there are ways to solve these problems, but airlines need to get better at that.
Thanks for your time this morning. Patrick Smith is an active airline pilot who created the AskThePilot.com blog.